This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Okay, back to jobs and where they get done. For a lot of workers, it's not going to be the office anytime soon. Yesterday, Google told employees it's postponing its return to office plans, along with a new hybrid work model yet again, because of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Depending on how contagious and dangerous it proves to be, other employers could follow suit. And while some workers may be happy to put off commuting a little longer, for others, the wait and the uncertainty are getting old. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
No matter how much you love your partner, it's tough to spend all day with them. So remote worker couples find time for themselves, a jog outdoors, a few hours with a book. Or if you're Andy Deal, a research analyst for the College of Western Idaho.
I actually picked up a job at Pizza Hut delivering pizza, so I had a reason to leave the house 4 hours a night, four nights a week.
He delivered pizzas, not for the money, but for some time alone. Deal stopped moonlighting when the office reopened in June. He's now hybrid, 3 days a week in, two at home. He loves it.
The switching back and forth works for me. It also means that every day is a little different.
Sure, plenty of remote workers want to stay fully remote forever, but plenty also desperately want a hybrid arrangement, or at the very least a clear plan from their boss, says Adam Galinsky, a professor at Columbia Business School.
The ping-ponging of office reopenings is going to have a huge impact on the morale of staff because one of the core human needs is a sense of control and predictability.
Galinsky cautions companies against overhyping reopening dates and says they should have a clear contingency plan if something goes awry. Johnny Taylor Jr. at the Society for Human Resource Management says CEOs should prepare for a future of constant adaptation.
This isn't going to be the last variant. And so we had better, as executives, learn not to freak out every time there's a new announcement.
Andy Deal, the college research analyst, he's not freaking out about Omicron yet, but if things shut down again, he's always got Pizza Hut. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.